Hello, I'm Nicholas Upchurch. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Believe. I want to talk to you today about a really important topic. There's so much going on in the world. You hear the roosters. I'm in the beautiful jungles of Mexico. It's so beautiful here in Nayarit and Sayulita. I really, really love it. And I'm going to go over some things that are a little bit challenging. They're things that most people would be maybe afraid to talk about. And over the past 2.5-3 years, I've had a blessing, and I want to tell you what the blessing is. The blessing is what we would call losing everything, whatever everything is. I'm going to tell you how we can be happy when something like that happens, and what the plan is moving forward, at least what I think that maybe I can help with here, and what I'm here for. And, well, first of all, I want to say that it's a great blessing. You know, my brother died when I was 6, almost 7 years old, and it created a tremendous amount of rage and anger for almost 30 years of my life. And I consider that my biggest blessing. And the reason why is because if it wasn't for that, I would have never looked into things that would have helped me with harmony. Kundalini yoga, qigong, open heart meditation, ayahuasca ceremonies and other plant medicines, meditation in general, things I thought were absolutely crazy. I really was led to those things because in my mind, there was sort of no other option. I tried everything else. I was blaming myself, others, was going through cycles of doing the same thing. Things that were painful, causing myself pain, others. And so when you do everything, sometimes there's only so many choices that you have left, and you're willing to try things you thought you would have never tried before. And so actually, when something is really severe, it can lead us to that. And I want to talk about that now, because right now in the world, at the time that this is filmed, you know, I wasn't going to film this. I haven't recorded a video in really a year or two. We had a staff and a studio in Miami. I worked for really 10 years to take those chances I took with this show, Believe, and this media operation, and was working really for 10 years for that. And, you know, it didn't go as I thought, as planned. You know, it didn't really... I did weird things, and I've made a lot of money in different things. Ain't nothing but a rooster party. Ain't nothing but a mother effing rooster party. You hear that? I love those roosters. They're my friends now. And so anyway, things got weird. Here we are, and you know, some things happened today, and it inspired me to make this. And so for that, I'm thankful. And, you know, one of the things that can alleviate some of the pressure when something really tough happens, because you can watch all the videos about embracing the pain and manifesting things, and they're all valuable, by the way. Everything can be valuable. But the truth is, what do you do on those days when the proverbial you know what hits the fan, or when everything seems to be bearing down on you, and when you're going through hell? And there's a lot of people that deal with a lot of things every day. How do you really love those times? How do you, when things seem hopeless, when you feel like death, when you are embroiled in a rage or a sadness, or you feel like there's nothing else you can do, that you've given it your all, and you feel hopeless? And one thing that I'm most thankful for here, and really with myself, is that I can thrive in those situations. But I'm very human. I've reacted in ways that are, well, beyond human, in terms of maybe not being the opposite of harmony, maybe being the opposite of harmony. And I've been that energy, that is challenging for me and for others. I've been that. And in a way, maybe that's why we're here. And maybe I'll get into that in this video. We think we're, well, actually, a lot of people have a lot of ideas and experiences about why we're here. But so I'm going to jump around in this audio because that's how things are flowing right now. I'm happy to share this scenery with you. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for my family. You know, the people that were there, all the people that I've gotten upset at and that maybe were upset at me, I'm thankful for them. I'm thankful for everything, because sometimes that's our only way out. You can try to push a wall over and go straight through the wall. And that was my personality into my 20s. You know, I got rewarded for that personality. When my brother died, when I was young, I got into sports and I was in football. I was 55 pounds of fury. And I played for University of Michigan, the Wolverines, but nobody gave me a chance. Really, I mean, they gave me a chance, but I had a broken back when I was 15, a fracture in my back. I was in a brace for 6 months and I was really small for that world. And, you know, my idea was that I need to fight through things and keep fighting and keep accomplishing things and reach my goals and, you know, go through the wall. And sometimes we don't realize that we can just step back from the wall and go around it. You know, there's other ways to flow with things. And so no matter what's going on, you know, in this realm, one thing that takes the pressure off, well, first of all, being thankful of whatever we have. You know, you're talking to me on a day where, in a way, I had over $100,000. And it's, at least at this point, it went up in fairy dust, like that. And that was more than everything. If I told you my real story, it's wild, man. It's wild. So that was a little bit, in a way, it was more than everything. Look at this stuff. Look at how beautiful this is. Look at how beautiful this is. This is what we have here. And I'm we're together. You know, we're together. I go on YouTube and, you know, been on there for years just to kind of get through things. That's how people communicate now. And more, I would like to connect with people in real life, especially people that feel like there's no place for them, that they want to look deeper inside of things. But, you know, there is that masculine energy that wants harmony. You know, it's important for people to know that. Even people that have been to prison, people that maybe were part of things that they were carrying out agendas that were very difficult things. You know, I understand that energy, and what I represent is that energy wanting to be better. I don't represent any kind of what somebody might think is perfect, because honestly, what is perfect? It depends on your perspective. But I am interested in harmony, and I know that that comes from within. And I also know that, at least here, these other things can be a blessing. And so being thankful for whatever we have is sometimes all we got. The second thing that we can know is that, you know, the movie Avatar doesn't necessarily work only the way it's depicted so far, at least in the first Avatar, which is the humans going into the blue people. You know, what I mean is that there are ways for you to verify yourself, whether it's past life regressions, stillness movement, Qigong from Michael Lomax, the books on Amazon, Kundalini yoga, plant medicines. Those are ways I could tell you right off the bat that I have personal experience with, and a lot of people have experience with a lot of other things. And so when you know that this isn't the only place, it takes a lot of pressure off, because you're not necessarily defined just by yourself, what you think you are, you know, because you're a lot more than that, one way or another. whether people want to talk about consciousness or about energetic realms, dimensions that are folded within this one, and what you might be connected to there, or your oversoul or higher self, whatever you want to talk about, all these things, I can tell you right now, 15 years ago, I would have thought it was all cray cray. I wouldn't even recognize talking to myself about some of the things that I've experienced for years. And what I mean by that is I thought I was perfectly happy going towards what my idea of success was, which is make the most money, help people, but be successful because you're the best. The best at what? Exactly. And maybe it could be the being the best at helping people. But what are we exactly competing for? And where are we progressing to? Where are we progressing to? And so, you know, being thankful for things. These roosters right now, they're in cages. And they're happy right now because they're probably eating. I'm thankful for water. By the way, purification systems will become very important. The price of water might go up. But we'll talk about what money is, right? I'm thankful for water, food, the fact that I can record this, I'm healthy. And you know what? I got a fire lit under my behind today, and the fact that I'm even recording this is great. It doesn't have to be perfect. What is perfect? It's important just to, if you want to, sometimes you're motivated just to do something. And so those are two things. The third thing is that, you know, when we talk about what success is, and it's whatever somebody says is valid. But I'm going to tell you something that I didn't necessarily come up with. You can think about it for yourself. Money, what we say money is, it is important because it currently it organizes us. You know, so there's some valid things in terms of organization. It's also a digital number on a screen. So when governments are arguing about money or going to war about money, this and that, are they arguing about what is going in and out of various computer systems? Because that's what it is. So they're arguing about computer systems and what should be in what database, because that's what it is. It's a database entry. And, you know, when I was younger, I was very upset when I found out there was no Santa Claus, right? I was angry for probably a year, and I pretended that there still was a Santa Claus. But once you know there isn't a Santa Claus, the cat's not going back in the bag. You know, the genie's not going back in the bottle. So money's a number and a screen. That's what it is. And a lot of things in the world, there's usually a third and a fourth option when it comes to a debate. You know, currently money would help certain problems. It would, because you can take your card and you can go and you can pay for things and you can get physical things, and those things would help. That is true. But really, information is the strongest form of currency that we have. Information. We already have the technology to print a human heart with a 3D printer. It's not, in many cases, that we don't have the technology. It's that there are certain agendas that maybe don't want them out, or maybe there's a control structure in place that's put there to resist. You know, and really this world comes down to this. If you push something, it's going to push back. A lot of these things are planned. The censorship. Yeah, there's censorship, but maybe it's because they want the blockchain to be developed. You know, yeah, you know, a lot of times these reactions are planned. And so once you can see the cycles, then you can ride the waves. And I'm just getting on the waves myself. A lot of things have happened. I haven't done things perfectly. I'm just here, and I'm here to help. And that's why I'm here. And, you know, I don't know how much about good and bad it is, because if you talk to these roosters, I don't know how good they think humans are. They're in cages right now. So it depends on your perspective of who's good and who's bad and what's good and what's bad. And it depends when you catch somebody and all of that. And honestly, I know for humanity that we all could use some help. And the definition of what that help is what people usually argue about. So money is real in that we use it. It's a number in a screen and it's a database entry. And the real currency is information. And that includes information about free energy, how to do it in an open source manner, open source search engines, having robots. They're going to become very big. They already are. That, you know, robots that are independent, maybe not necessarily connected to some kind of worldwide network. You know, it's like R2-D2 versus the Borg. Which one do you want? Do you want to become the Borg or R2? You want a friend, R2-D2. It's not hooked up to Amazon or Apple, just your friend. And open source, you can put it together, and it can help you as a tool. You know, you don't necessarily have to become the Borg. You know, at least that discussion is important. Because I'm telling you right now, you know, there's things, Neuralink from Elon Musk, they say it's going to be in the U.S. this year, next year. Well, that's the Borg. And the DARPA admits that they're putting chips in people's soldiers' brains to control, I think it's drone strikes, where they can control with their thoughts. And that's something you can find that's happening now. Now, does that mean that everybody that does that is bad? Well, I don't know. I don't know what bad or good is. All I know is that we could have some more options and have a discussion about it. And really, information is a currency, because information, because money is a number and a screen, if you can take care of yourself with food and a pill, 3D printing houses, things that you can 3D print with free energy, anything you need physically to live, clothes, things like that, well then you're not at the mercy of a organizational structure that maybe is also being used for control. And you know, the idea about control is that there's always things that, you know, when the weight's coming down, well, you got to have a weight machine if you want to work out. So, you know, am I mad about the control structure? It's there because it's the weight coming down on your chest. And I could be mad that the weight's going to come down, but eventually it's going to cause somebody to push. It's going to cause a pushback. And people know that. The censorship from big tech, it's just a constriction. What happens after a constriction? The opposite. You know, the kings and the queens suppressing people. What happens? The opposite. Then you got the governments that we think are democracy, and they get they start compressing on things. Well, what happens? Then the opposite. So honestly, it's a blessing. These people, you know, you get to the point in life, what else can you do? And that's how I can be happy on a day where I lost, whatever that is, a big number. A number I worked for. You know, to give you an idea, I'm very proud. I've talked about this maybe once. I haven't made a video in 2 years, and we interviewed a lot of great people, and I think we're going to have some great content in the future. But I worked for years, decades, for certain things, just like a lot of people have. You know, everybody's human here right now. So I'm happy because I know I've experienced what I'm telling you. And none of us are necessarily just what we seem to be. You know? And so sometimes you're going to get to the point where you're going to do the rep. And we're going to do the rep. and I was just watching a thing on Tom Brady. And Tom Brady, I love Tom Brady. He went to the University of Michigan, and out of college playing American football, he had no chance. No chance. They had a list of things that he couldn't do. He couldn't move in the pocket. He was too slow. He was slow throwing the ball. His arm wasn't very good. And that's basically, I'm a guy right now, I'm in the jungle. You probably don't, you know, you might check out some of the other videos on Believe or at our website, believe.love. I seem like just a guy. And maybe you think you're just a person. There's a lot more to all of us. And, you know, you get what you hate. Nobody knows that more than me. I pushed a lot of things, and I always felt it back. You know, you fight fire with fire, you get a bigger fire. So, and it's like Chinese handcuffs. You pull it on your fingertips, the handcuffs get tighter. So, you know, you go with the flow, and that flow might include doing dumb things, big numbers going haywire, things that people are supposed to be crushed about. And yeah, of course, I mean, some of these things, it's easier said than done to be happy about. But I'm going to tell you what, I love the time. I love that when we're left for dead, when all of those things, that's how I am right now. You know, I've been for about 2 years. There was a year where I talked to one person, all trying to get money, you know, to pay other things because I took loans to try to keep other things going. I'd spent hundreds of thousands of, you know, really my whole life to try to help the world. Hire people in Venezuela to work on free energy. We put it all up for free on Reddit, and eventually it'll be on another website, probably theloveorganization.com. Where we're going to have all these projects for free, projects to purify water, open source search engines, a project to have R2-D2 instead of the Borg, so you can build your own, and you don't have to necessarily, you can do other things with your life than look at a screen, and it's not connected to anything. It's your own friend there that keeps track of things, like R2-D2. Things where it doesn't cost, where you can print whatever you need so we can live more creatively and not based in an organizational system that, you know, is built on always needing more so you can do more because it equals freedom. You know, we're creators. We're creators whether we know it or not. So all of these different projects and laying that out and putting it out open source so that, you know, because the real currency is information and that type of technology to free ourselves in a way that is open for everybody. And it's in an area where it can be added on and people can reply in the comments. And over time, you know, I'm in the same system you are right now. We can hire people and you know, do what I have been doing. Is just trying to, and it doesn't have to, it's not about one person. It's not about it being perfect. It's not about me. It's not just about that. It's about what do you want the ability to do? And at some point, that weight's coming down against your chest. When are you going to do the rep? Because that's what that weight is for. That's what all these people, nobody was more upset about. You can be upset about any politician, about your family and death, your health. There's a million things, all these things, money. Me too. I'm sitting here. I actually, my energy is great after something that was $130,000 just 2 years ago when I was living in a 5-star building. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff going to happen with the economy, the stock market, but it's all just a bunch of numbers in a screen. And people, you know, I understand they got guys with ties on the screen talking about it. It is what it is. But you know what? It's not that it's not real, but it is what it is. It is numbers in a screen. It's just like a company is a paper. Now it's electronic. at the Secretary of State. That's what a company is. A company is a little registration number that somebody says is real. It's, we make it real. And you know, the same thing maybe could be said about. All right, the video got cut off. And the same thing could be maybe said about this realm. This realm, and wherever we are, could be a database entry somewhere as well. So it's not that these things we should just, we have to like eliminate them necessarily, but we can put into perspective what we're here for and the fact that there is a natural environment here and that we're more than just some of these structures that we've created. And in fact, there are things available that would make some of the structures not have to basically rule our lives. And I understand that some people could have put these structures in place to create a lot of tension to facilitate our growth in a bigger way. But what I would say is, once you figure out there's no Santa Claus, you don't have to keep pretending that there is a Santa Claus. You know? And finally, what I want to talk about is basically the fact that everything is a frequency. And Nikola Tesla talked about this. And, you know, David Icke, I think, said you can do surgery on one fish and it will affect that fish, or you can put something in the water and affects all the fish. And I will say that we can harmonize things just as much as frequencies, like maybe people can kind of test for themselves, 5G, cell phones, Wi-Fi, just as much as they're microwaving us, the opposite is possible. We can transmute that, and it can actually heal things and add and create life. And some early signs of that are with organite and orgone energy, the Sensor 5 pendant from Dr. Patrick Flanagan, who just passed away and is smiling at us now, and Russian pyramid research, if you Google that. And these are things, and also metayantra.com. metayantra.com. And I know, because I've been in different energies myself. I've been those energies. And when there are certain things that are in the water, it affects everything, where things are more naturally harmonious. And then the opposite is true. And sure, I understand those things could be, like I said, just like other things could be placed there. They could be placed there in a quote-unquote negative way that are literally killing us. So we figure out what I'm saying, that the opposite is true as well, and to make us do it. Because what other motivation do you have to do something? What's the biggest motivation? I guess when it's wiping you out, you might suddenly get motivated. That seems to be how this realm currently operates. You know, it's a pretty difficult realm with that kind of a thing. But, you know, as we become more aware, those things become less and less prevalent, you know, because we figure out, oh, this is happening. And so, you know, maybe those people or those beings or whatever is doing that, I guess they might say they're doing it for our good, but it certainly, I understand it wouldn't feel that way. And, you know, just me hopefully helping some people, that makes me feel good on a day where, if I define myself by what's going on here, it could be a pretty difficult day. I realize things are, they can be important here, but sometimes you get to points in life where there's only so many ways you can deal with things. And so this is a video about how to deal with that. So probably at theloveorganization.com in the future, we're going to have information on a variety of different technology projects that we can make open source to help humanity. Basically, we can give this to each other, no matter what we're supposedly supposed to do, not supposed to do, so that we can live more free and creatively, and kind of do what we want and live. And that's a good start. And also share with each other and cooperate in a beautiful artistic manner, in a creative manner, full of light and love and color and beautiful things. And and also on our website, believe.love, I'd like to kind of have a place where there's some comedy and solution-oriented news. Because honestly, I feel like that's one of the only things that can last. It's such a, we all have a lot of opinions, and I think it would be good, because if you look at what's true, well, maybe everything's true, depending on how you look at the multiverse and multiple timelines and everything else. So we can do our best with that, and at least people have something interesting to look at that that could be unique. Because after we expose everything for ourselves, which you can expose everything, then what are we going to do about it? And what are we going to do that's good? Because clearly, when we fight fire with fire, we get more fire. So we're learning that. And I certainly have. I've been the fire and I've been in the fire. And it feels like fire. So it's good because it propels you towards harmony here. And finally, our store right now, our great store, is vibrate.love. And we'll put some things up there for people to buy. And hopefully that can go towards hiring people, because that's how things currently operate. In the future, hopefully people can just do whatever they want, literally, because they can afford with technology, the real currency, information. They can provide everything they need to live, and then the people can actually do what they want to do. And this is very real. It's already there. The technologies exist. It just takes a little bit of, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do it. That's what it takes. And we might get pushed in the position towards what I'm talking about. And we may, you know, and that's fine, but you know, you're allowed to think what I'm saying. You're allowed to think it's possible. Because everything we think, how the structures are, it's designed by us, beings, as well. So, it is possible to go in a different direction, or an additional direction. Just like it's possible to have different parenting styles, different coaching styles, to have different frequencies you learn on, and everything else. And certain things can live in certain frequencies. And certain ideas, certain chemistries in our brain, certain things can operate on certain frequencies. And so when you create a comfortable environment for certain things, it's more likely to occur. And again, maybe the blessing of all the tough things that I'm responsible for, the good and the tough things here, just like everybody else is. That's the truth. We're all responsible. That's how I feel about it, because if we're all connected, we're all connected. And physics says that, I guess. Now, some people say that outside of this realm, that, yeah, maybe we're connected here, but we're in some kind of loop. I mean, you know, that's something to talk about. It could be possible. It could be something to that. But right now, we're all connected. We're all connected. That means we're all connected. So we are what we are. And so I'm responsible for all of it. And that means all the good things too. And the same with you. Whatever good is. You know, good, some people say that the journey and the push-pull in itself is good. That's the creation cycle here. But you know, generally people have an idea about what's good, good for humanity. I don't know, like I said, I think I may have said, you know, the roosters are in cages. I don't know if we're good for the roosters. So good and bad is an interesting thing, but we do the best we can. And I think other options for humanity are interesting because the other ones are certainly here. And that includes a lot of things with technology, a lot of things with fear as a, I guess, propelling us towards the opposite. And again, you know, at some point you do the rep and you can evolve from that kind of a system. And that's what we're going to do. So that's why I'm here. For you. And really, it's for everything. And me included. So, bless you. Thanks for watching. And I hope you're doing well. And our website is believe.love. Stay in touch. And I'm Nicholas Upchurch. And we'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much. Peace.